recognize the great cosmic presence known to us as the ascended Jesus Christ. Speaks his heart to us this hour. We ask our beloved I Am presence to bless him and to pour forth to him from our life streams everything that our presence knows will cooperate with him and make the outer self of each one of us strong enough, pure enough, obedient enough, and victorious enough, invincible enough to do that which will give him the greatest cooperation possible. And wherever we abide, make us a sun presence of such sacred fire, power, and purity, a violet flame love, that he can do through us at any time whatever needs to be done to dispose of the hordes of evil everywhere and as quickly as possible. And we thank you. Beloved hearts of the light, it is my privilege to come to you this hour and strengthen you in every way, and that there may come in and around you at all times all the powers that will assist you to hold your dominion over the hordes of the shadows in this world until they are completely removed. For your encouragement, I wish you to know that the cosmic law is releasing certain activities and intensification of the powers of purity to this world that are the incoming light of the cycle into which you have entered. The law of that cycle, which becomes the master control of all in this world, is purity. And therefore, every action of the cosmic law is converging at this time and concentrating into outer activities. All the sacred fire activities of eternal purity. So regardless of what the outer world appearances may be, there goes on underneath and over mankind the increasing action of the cycle, which is a drawing of the greater purifying powers of the sacred fire into the structure of earth, into mankind, into the powers of nature, and into the atmosphere of earth. This of which I speak is the power of the great central sun magnet that is the expanding, purifying, raising activity of the cycle into which you have entered. This is not a personal thing. It is an action of the cosmic law that is the law of the cycle. And that cycle is of perfection. Therefore, there is always provided by life whatever greater activities of eternal purity and power that are required to strengthen the life streams that are in embodiment at this time and that are going forward to constructive action in both the attainment of the ascension and in the building of the new civilization. For your illumination, I wish you to understand that as you build a business, for instance, in the outer world, you create a focus for your activities, and then day after day, you pour your life into that focus, and then you enlarge your business. In other words, you create by your life more and more activity of the particular line of business in which you are active. You build that little by little until it becomes that which you desire to fulfill your plan of that activity. When you use the luminous presence of an ascended being, you do the same thing. And that is always the creation of the thousand-petaled lotus. Every time you use the luminous presence of an ascended being, and you hold steadily, day after day, the picture of the activities of the sacred fire and the cosmic light, you are building a sun presence of those activities, and as you maintain them, that sun presence becomes greater and greater. And that sun presence, since it is composed of your life, which holds the picture and creates that picture, that sun presence enfolds you, enfolds your physical body, enfolds your affairs, enfolds the atmosphere about you. When this comes to a certain intensity of the action of the cosmic light or the sacred fire for which you have called, then the higher mental body and the assisting ones of the ascended master's octave pour their sacred fire life into that to intensify it and expand it and let it flow forth into the service to your city or your nation or the world. Wherever you have created by continual recognition and use a sun presence of any special activity of the sacred fire, when that reaches a certain size, one or more of the ascended host will take that up, and drawing into it the sacred fire activities that will affect the city or the nation or the world, set it into action, set the amplification of it into action to bless the rest of the life of the world. Therefore, we never cease to see every opportunity and use every opportunity to draw into this world more of the purifying love of the sacred fire. When you realize that this world, if it is to be purified, must be purified harmoniously by the use of the sacred fire, then you can see how necessary it is for us to use every opportunity to amplify the sacred fire for which you have called, in order to control conditions in the world around you. And in controlling those conditions, we come closer and closer to you, because we are drawing, and we must continue to draw, more intense activities of the sacred fire in and around you for your protection, as the destructive forces in the outer world continue to become rampant and try to accomplish their destructive ends. Therefore, unless mankind is taught the use of the sacred fire to purify and consume human creation, there is no permanent protection around those who want to serve the constructive way of life unless the higher mental body enfolds the outer self in the sacred fire and we draw more of it around you to be our cosmic protection against the hordes of evil. Otherwise, mankind would not be in this condition. Uncountable legions who concentrate and direct the activities of the sacred fire come with us. And when it is necessary to consume a certain proportion of mankind's discord, when we're trying to bring forth constructive activities in a locality, these legions come with us, and all they have to do is pass through a locality, and their sacred fire consumes the resistance to the perfection we wish to establish here. I'm explaining this to you today because we want you to become aware of the activity of your own life, which your higher mental body is drawing in and around the outer self. Every time you send it your love, every time you make the call, every time you hold the picture of the sacred fire and the cosmic light going forth to fulfill your call. This is what has taken place in the healing shrines of the world, where the people desire the help of God to overcome the conditions of discord in which they have become enmeshed. When the attention goes to the great God presence of life, there are always limitless beings of the sacred fire who will come and help that part of life when that desire is sincere, when the individual reaches up to the greater beings in the universe and asks for the help that raises that life out of the clutches of the hordes of evil. Now, many times this has happened in the past, and we have, in every civilization, we have taken away much of mankind's discordant creation. And then, sometimes the same life streams have again created the discordant limiting conditions, as has been done in the past. Now you come to the end of the cycle in which that is going to be permitted. That is why my return to the earth must be manifested to the people of the world. Many fully believe and accept that I will return. Many have seen me, and to many I have returned. Many, many times just before their ascension. I mean by that within a year or two before the ascension was attained. I have given this service all through the centuries. I have come whenever any part of life reaches up to me and asks for release from human distress. I have never failed to pour forth the flame, the sacred fire of my life's love to help every part of life in this world rise out of destructive condition and to try to hold to the constructive way of life and make conscious effort to again attain freedom from the hordes of evil. We would gladly lift every condition of discord from all life in this world, if the cosmic law permitted. But the cosmic law only allows us to help as much as the individual makes conscious effort to help himself or herself to cooperate with us. If mankind, in desiring release from the hordes of evil, would understand what we have to do to help them and would cooperate with us, why, my loved ones, it would be no trouble at all to consume the evil in this world. If the people only understood what they must do to cooperate with us, to let the cosmic law act to consume those hordes of evil. For it is nothing but energy and substance that has been charged with destructive activities of life. Now, I'm sure you've had explained to you many times what happens when you use the luminous presence of an ascended being. And my dear ones, we can duplicate ourselves. We can create a luminous presence. We can send it forth like a messenger. We can charge it with any special activity that is required to render the service that is needed at that moment. We do this constantly for those who hold the picture in the mind of our luminous presence. We can create the luminous presence, charge it with any special activity, send it forth anywhere in the world, and sustain it there until it has accomplished what needs to be done to master the evil, to consume that evil. Therefore, don't you see why we are master of life? We are master over manifestation because we can create this sacred fire, concentrated as a sun presence or as a light ray or as our luminous presence, commanded to produce certain miracles or certain effects, and be sustained until the evil is overcome. And I wish to thank you all personally for your willingness, when the Hallelujah Chorus has been played, to hold my luminous presence within the sun of the sacred fire for which you have called. This in time, beloved ones, if it were built to a certain intensity, would control conditions in the atmosphere and govern the powers of nature and forces of the elements. Whenever mankind will hold the picture of the sacred fire's control of conditions, it gives us a chance to act and focus there the sacred fire from our octave that will change any condition into that which is perfection and sustain it and protect it. Do not forget that our luminous presence, our sacred fire presence, for which you call, is the protecting presence of the sacred fire. I want this, if you will accept it, to be so thoroughly a part of you that at any time that you call from my luminous presence, the white fire presence, or the blue lightning presence of cosmic Christ control of physical conditions, you will find it coming forth in quick descent and controlling the conditions around you until the disturbance is consumed. Thank you so much, precious ones. Now I wish to show you, we want to release all life from human creation. We are so willing to help. We have such power to use to correct these conditions. And I assure you, it is certainly not a joy to stand and watch mankind suffer again and again and again in the self-created conditions because they will not accept us. If our hearts could ache in the ascended master's octave, they would have long ago. But such a thing cannot be, for we see the future. We see approximately the time that destructive forces are going to be allowed existence in this world any longer. And that is what makes us able to, as the end approaches, release the sacred fire that masters those conditions and takes one life stream after another out of the clutches of the destructive forces that seek to destroy them. We see the ultimate mastery that the sacred fire can always produce. And now, with your assistance, we want you to become aware of some of these same magnificent victories. And the more you call our sacred fire presence of any ascended master, as well as your beloved I Am presence, in and around a condition, the closer we can come to you, the more we can control the condition, the more destructive forces will be compelled to recede. We are simply waiting for enough of mankind to reach up and use this which we have given in order to release the power that masters the evil that otherwise would destroy everything if it is not controlled. Now today, there's one thing more that is vitally important. I do not care to have this publicized too much, but if you will call for your beloved I Am presence and our ascended master control of all in the atmosphere of your nation or the world, and you demand the atmosphere of earth be made the sacred fire presence of the ascended host and the cosmic beings, it will enable us to concentrate certain activities into the atmosphere that will neutralize much destruction there and take out of the clutches of the destructive forces the things they think they're going to use to create more discard. If you demand that the beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host, in the name of the freedom of mankind, make the atmosphere of this world the ascended masters and cosmic beings, sacred fire presence, I assure you, much illumination will come to the consciousness of mankind, even though they do not understand it. They can see the illumination and understand it later. But they will have to reckon with our sacred fire presence. And you need this very much and immediately in the atmosphere over your nation. I hope you understand this today, because it is vitally important, and it is the cosmic sacred fire presence that controls mankind's frightful misuse of the powers of nature. Just ask that the atmosphere over your city or over your nation, anywhere you are in the world, demand it become the sacred fire presence of the ascended masters and the angelic host. That is the control of the atmosphere over a nation or over the world, which the hearts of mankind call to earth to neutralize mankind's intended destruction. They won't like this, but it doesn't make any difference. We're not concerned about their likes nor dislikes. We are concerned with drawing enough of the sacred fire presence from the ascended master's octave that comes into the atmosphere of earth, possesses and controls it to the consuming of the destruction that has already been released into the atmosphere by mankind's discord. This will have many blessings for you all. It not only will bring greater safety, but it will bless the powers of nature and forces of the elements. And it will prevent many things that the sinister force intends and has already released to a certain degree, but yet which can be neutralized and prevented accomplishing their destructive ends. Just ask that the entire atmosphere of this world be made the sacred fire presence of the ascended master's authority, power, control, and blazing presence of the complete removal of the hordes of evil from the atmosphere of earth. You will find it will be a tremendous blessing to your health, to the powers of nature, and to many, many, many activities of your daily life. Our sacred fire presence can just as well form the atmosphere of this earth in which evil cannot live, as to allow the electronic force that has already been made the atmosphere of earth and which mankind has polluted when entrusted with its use. So when this messenger has through the years constantly called my ascended Jesus Christ luminous presence into action around individuals or conditions, I assure you it is a very real manifestation. It has controlled destructive forces and will continue to control them. For I am master of this world. I conquered the evil of this world. And therefore, when you call my luminous presence into conditions here, don't forget, my sacred fire has overcome this world. Therefore is all authority and power of control over anything generated by mankind. This is why we have been reminding you constantly to use this luminous presence of one or more of the ascended hosts, especially the seven mighty Elohim, in and around those in your government and every government in the world, in and around your business activities, in and around your homes for their protection. And if you do not protect them by the sacred fire authority and power from the ascended master's octave, you don't have any protection in this world. Mankind cannot protect itself except by calling forth the ascended master's sacred fire presence that is the master over the conditions mankind has created. If individuals understood what concentration of power can be released into the use of the individual by calling forth the sacred fire presence of the ascended masters and the cosmic beings into the lower atmosphere of Earth to forbid the existence of evil, all you have to do is experiment with it. I said I have overcome the world. And therefore the power that is now mine to manifest complete mastery over these conditions must be called into the physical octave for use by those who are in the midst of the outer world's chaos. And now let me refer you to the angelic host. The angels of the sacred fire, beloved ones, our master everywhere they go. All you have to do is to call their presence into action to be the authority and control of physical manifestation. And you demand their mastery over all impurity until that impurity is consumed by their sacred fire. There are limitless legions of the sacred fire that can sweep through a condition and consume it as quickly as a streak of lightning. You might have heard these calls go forth again and again, for we have reminded the messenger to keep your attention on them and use them as much as possible. This gives us the opening whereby we can anchor into certain localities these activities of the sacred fire that will steady the ground of the earth itself when other places are not steadied. I trust you understand me this afternoon. Thank you so much. Now, do you remember when I stilled the waves and commanded the storm? Well, there's no difference to me in controlling the energy in the water, and it's no more difficult for me to control the energy in the air by my luminous presence. I offered this to mankind centuries ago when I said, I am with you always. Because when I took the vow or gave my promise to life, that when I was raised up, I would raise all with me. And then I am still the master presence that controls the powers of nature, whether they be in the ground you walk upon, in the water, in the air, or in the fire, matters not. I am the master of the powers of nature in the flesh bodies of mankind. And I am master by the sacred fire. So my sacred fire presence is the controller wherever you will use it, wherever you make it a habit of calling it into existence. And I see you're going to maintain that habit. Then I come and establish there a permanent activity of the perfection which I wish to bring to the earth. And wherever that abides, evil is compelled to recede and be consumed. So if we can have enough of these activities called forth by unascended beings in the various places where you abide, it enables us to establish there the pillars of the sacred fire that continue to expand until the hordes of evil are driven back to their cause and forced into annihilation. We did not give our promise to life to fail. Such a thing is unthinkable once you understand what the sacred fire is in the universe and that you are that. That is your eternal identity. You are the sacred fire presence of the beloved mighty I am. And so, in that activity which I chose to bring into this world for its freedom and the ascension of mankind, the sacred fire must be understood by unascended beings and called into action in order for the divine plan to be fulfilled. That is why we've pled with you for 30 years. We have done everything we could to remind you of the use of this. And now I must speak plainly. I give myself to you in this sacred fire presence for your protection and your victory of freedom for your nation. So wherever you choose to use my sacred fire presence, you have but to maintain the habit. And I will as certainly establish that sacred fire perfection, authority, and control there as you call it into existence. I am waiting. The assistance must come as quickly as possible. And there are limitless legions waiting to establish the sacred fire's atmosphere over your land by the luminous presence of the ascended hosts, and mankind better accept them. We are far more comfortable to associate with than what would be in the atmosphere if our sacred fire presence does not fill it and control it. You certainly are not going to let individuals who are insane with hate desecrate everything that the great beloved I Am presence has brought forth in your blessed land of freedom and has given you the joy of its use, you're certainly not going to let someone else take it away from you. Not if I have anything to say about it, and I shall keep you reminded. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. Now, when enough, or even just some, unascended beings make the demand upon the cosmic law that the atmosphere over your land must now become the sacred fire presence of the ascended host, and the ascended host sacred fire possession, control, and authority of all within the atmosphere over your land, it will bring you boundless blessings and protection that cannot come in any other way. Therefore, I am with you always whenever you want my sacred fire presence to come into a condition, control it, purify it, and raise it in to the almighty victory of the ascended master's octave. And this is the way your world becomes the ascended master's divine plan fulfilled, becomes the ascended master's heaven made physically manifest on earth, and invincible against human creation forever. So I leave you to the joyous practice of my luminous presence, and that of the mighty Saint Germain, and of your seven mighty Elohim, any of the great cosmic beings who have poured their love to mankind throughout the centuries, the mighty Son of Kumara, the mighty Lord Maitreya, and all the others of the ascended host, call for their cosmic sacred fire presence to now be the atmosphere of this world. Control it forever. Be the only authority within it, and compel the purity of their sacred fire love to blaze its luminosity into the atmosphere over your land, and bless your people with all that our love can bestow, and keep you invincible against the shadows of human destruction. May the blessed angelic host, the lords of the flame from Venus, and all who direct the sacred fire to the earth, come close to you from this hour, and holding their luminous presence around the conditions in this world with which you are concerned, make everything the invincible purity of the ascended master's octave, and therefore the invincible mastery over the hordes of the shadows wherever they seem to try to come forth in this world. And remember the great central sun magnet's power to draw to you the sacred fire presence of the ascended host is yours to use without limit, and you will never find our love wanting, never. I leave you clothed in the sacred fire presence of my love, and it shall rule till everything loves you and me and the ascended host for eternity into the ascended master's octave. In the ascension. Thank you with all my heart. Beloved Master Jesus, thank you for eternity, for all your life and love have done for this world, all you've done for life all through the ages. May we forever stand by your side and do everything possible to bring here your ascended Jesus Christ, sacred fire presence, your heaven on earth, your invincible freedom from all human creation, everywhere, forever. We thank you. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to arm this radiation. Watch thou between each of us, while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible sacred fire love and sacred fire presence from the ascended host that it blazes into the atmosphere wherever we abide and holds command for eternity. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with all you know we require to make us the victory of your sacred fire presence everywhere in this world, so we stand ascended and free. We thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty Master Jesus. And we thank every ascended being who has poured the sacred fire to this earth down through the ages. Now we ask you to clothe us with your heaven on earth, wherever we abide. Call forth that sacred fire presence of the ascended host to be the only authority and controlling power in the atmosphere wherever we move, and that we all stand ascended and free. The seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaros, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, recall as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without. And cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it. And pouring into its distress the sacred fire presence of the ascended masters, the cosmic beings, and the great angelic host, and let them take their dominion and be the atmosphere of this world and forever put an end to mankind's distress. And we thank thee forever. Thank you, precious ones. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. We love you. We love you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Our beloved, my son, Saint Germain, Jesus, Daddy, Nana, and the great divine director, all the ascended masters, the angelic hosts, the cosmic beings, and the force of the elements. Our beloved Don, Virginia, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved invincible God, victorious attorneys and accountants, all the good leaders and my students throughout the world, our own beloved United States of America, and the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty I am presence, all the ascended hosts, especially to our beloved Master Jesus, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charge it with the one mighty stroke of the world enfolding sacred fire presence of all the ascended masters, the cosmic beings and great angelic hosts, till that becomes the atmosphere of earth, and everything unlike their perfection is dissolved and consumed from the universe for eternity. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those in this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not of the light. And make those of this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light, toward the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the dispensations, all activities of the sacred fire, and especially now, the sacred fire presence of the ascended masters and the angelic host to come into the atmosphere over our nation and the world and be the authority, the power, and the control that puts an end to all evil everywhere as quickly as possible. And we thank you.